Deus essa nova lição por Jesus e Shana Arbor. And we may get caught up in the narrative and forget about the context in which Jesus was sharing this story. The context was this was his last trip to Jerusalem, and Jesus had already shared with his disciples that he was going to be apprehended, killed, or crucified, and then raised up from the dead. In this last trip to Jerusalem, he had already cleared the temple from the vendors. And just right before the passage we heard today, Jesus had a discussion with the church or the temple leaders and the elders because they were asking about his authority. So, can you imagine Jesus, what he felt when the temple leaders were asking him, with what authority are you teaching? And it is in the face of this argument that Jesus shares this story. And even when Jesus tried to defend his own authority, the temple leaders just decided to answer, "We don't know what kind of baptism or what's the source of John the Baptist's baptism." So probably Jesus was feeling frustrated trying to make the temple leaders think, and then they just decided not to answer. And it was in this heated argument when Jesus shares this story. And Jesus tells the temple leaders and the elders that prostitutes and tax collectors would be entering the kingdom of heaven before them. Can you imagine in that heated argument and discussion when the church leaders, of course, thinking themselves to be self-righteous, hearing that they would be behind people that were considered the least deserving of the kingdom of heaven? We could easily see this story as Jesus not a punch to the elders, or I want to put them back in their place. But then we have to recall the words of the responsorial psalm that we all pray together. O Lord, remember your mercies. O Lord, remember your mercies. A prayer that we can say out of a plea, a prayer we can say out of sorrow, a prayer we can say out of anger, or Lord, remember your mercies, a prayer that we can pray out of frustration when we don't know what else to do, or Lord, remember your mercies. But if we really think about these words, O Lord, remember your mercies, do we really need to remind God about his mercy? Do we really need to tell God that his own essence is love and mercy? Do we think God forgets who he is? But maybe this prayer, O Lord, remember your mercy, is more a reminder to ourselves about who God is. And it is an affirmation that God grants his mercy to all God's people. And our second reading today is a beautiful connection to the essence of who God is. And in the second reading that we heard, it comes from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2. A section that a lot of scripture scholars consider St. Paul's highest form of his theology, the spirit of his teaching. Because it talks about who God is. The God who became incarnate. The God who enters himself to become like us. And that is God's essence. A self-emptying of who he is to share in our humanity. I would invite you to read later on in the week that second reading, because it is a beautiful expression of why, of the essence of God, the self-emptying of his divinity to become like us, to share in our humanity. That God went to himself to become incarnate and restore our humanity back with God. And that is the God we pray to, the God who is in his mercy became incarnate like us. And returning to the gospel passage we heard, we see that mercy present even in this story, even in the middle of the debate between Jesus and the temple leaders. Because he didn't really condemn them. He actually invited them to think. He invited them to discern. Which side do you think did the Father's will? Jesus didn't make the decision for them. Jesus invited them to think, to discern. And Jesus doesn't make the decision for us either. He gave us the gift of free will. That's how big his mercy is. And he allows us to make our path and to make our decisions. But more importantly, we're invited to conversion. We're invited freely to move closer in our relationship with God. Whether it is a 180 turn to go back to the Father, or maybe it only is taking a step closer in our relationship with God. Each one of us is invited to move closer in that relationship. And we're invited to continue to develop that relationship. And today's gospel passage is a beautiful invitation to be attentive to the will of the Father and to be willing to accept his will in our lives.